and
Aardvark.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 85. Happy Chinese New Year, or Lunar New Year, whatever you want to call it. But anyway, Happy New Year! I'm really excited because I have been waiting to freaking do the Chinese New Year sign, zodiac, whatever you want to call it. But I've been waiting to do it on the actual freaking New Year, and here we are. So, and it's one of my favorite animals, the dragon. I'm so stoked, and we're just going to get into it. We're just going to get right on into it. So here we go.
Zodiac.
I'm into that.
Today's Chinese zodiac is the dragon. 2024 is the year of the dragon based on Chinese zodiac. It is the year of the wood dragon starting from February 10th, 2024 to January 28th, 2025. Dragon is the fifth in the 12-year cycle of the Chinese zodiacs. Chinese dragon is de facto an imaginary animal, also the only fictitious creature in the 12 zodiac animals, which is composed of 9 animals, including the body of a snake, the horns of a deer, the head of an ox, the mouth of a crocodile, the claws of an eagle, and the scales of a fish. The dragon enjoys a very high reputation in Chinese culture, and it represents auspiciousness and imperial power since ancient times. Chinese people regard themselves as descendants of the Chinese dragon, and emperors entitled themselves exclusively as the dragon. It is the token of authority, dignity, honor, success, luck, and capacity. The years of the dragon include 2024, 2012, 2000, 1988, 1976, 1964, 1952, 1940, 1928, and 1916. And if you want to find out past dragons, just subtract 12 from 1916, and future dragons, you can add 12 to 2024 and just keep on adding. So there you have it. Happy Year of the Dragon. And we're going to move on to stories.
This comes from pickle-back-mountain on Reddit.
I am being stalked. I don't know what it is. I've lived in the same house for the last 18 years, and it's only gotten worse. I live in an old coal mining town in Pennsylvania. I know my house is haunted, but I believe that to be beside the point. Something is stalking my family. The first encounter I had was in the early 2010s. I heard my name being called repeatedly, from far away, and it sounded like my friend. I started walking towards home and turned because I felt I was being watched. I saw a dark, humanoid figure that was at least 7 to 8 feet tall. I ran home. Things were fairly quiet, as far as I can remember, up until the last few years. Recently, things have been amping up. It started as rustling in the woods, and the feeling of being watched. Next came the deer. So many deer. There was one I recall seeing multiple times in the same spot for a few days on my way home. That just didn't look right. The most recent encounters has left me researching what to do. 2 nights ago, my mom saw a pale white face with glowing eyes pressed up against the front door. She said she froze in fear and didn't know what to do. Tonight I got home after dark and walked toward the house. Seconds after I locked my car, I heard a blood-curdling scream come from the train tracks, followed by a very calm voice yelling, Help me, very loudly. I froze in fear for a solid 15 seconds, just listening. I slowly walked up my porch steps, just listening to two different voices screaming, one frantic and screeching, while the other was calm and just called out, Help me. I yelled in the front door for my mom because the frantic voice sounded vaguely like my younger sister, but I thought maybe she was messing around. When she came outside, it grew quiet and the frantic voice had stopped. We heard Help Me one or two more times, faintly, then nothing. My sister was at a friend's house and it wasn't her. We went to pick up dinner, and there were deer everywhere. Now, this isn't uncommon for Pennsylvania to see a ton of deer, but like I said before, these ones were weird. They stared right at you and didn't run from the car, even if they were in the middle of the road. Someone please tell me what the fuck is going on. What are these things? First of all, I am reading this at night, like really late at night, because I'm trying to pre-record a few episodes and I am tripping just a little bit. This one really creeps me out, and all I think of are SWs or skinwalkers. I'll say it really quickly because you shouldn't be saying the word allegedly. My first thought that came to mind was maybe this is a skinwalker, but honestly, I don't want to call everything that because here's the thing. I don't know a lot about cryptids and things like that, and maybe these are shapeshifters, and I don't really think that skinwalkers go up to Pennsylvania, but then again, I really don't know, but maybe it's a shapeshifter. Either way, I don't care. It's freaking scary, and the fact that the deer are just in the middle of the road and they're not leaving the road, that's terrifying. It's almost like it sounds like they're little robots and they're just kind of malfunctioning, but in a freaky way. It almost makes me feel like it is maybe either an SW or some kind of shapeshifter, because it's the whole like the vaguely sounding like their sister, screaming, yelling, help, calming, what I don't know. It's a lot. It's a lot, and I'm kind of freaking out because it's late at night and I keep hearing freaky noises and my brain is playing tricks on me. And I feel like every time I say the SW word, I'm just telling it to come here. So I'm gonna stop saying it, but I need to know what your guys' theories are. Have you ever heard of anything like this before? Have you had an experience like this? I really don't like it. So we're just gonna move on to the next story.
This comes from particular_soft_8001 on Reddit.
When I was young, I lived in the sticks in Mississippi. We had a cow pasture and I would always go out there and play with my sister or cousins. But when I was out there with only my dog, I felt as if I was being watched by someone or something. I thought there was something out there, so I named it the Thing. The grass out there was about 5 foot high, so it was really hard to see anything, and I would hear the occasional whisper of the Thing's presence. Didn't seem threatening. It felt calm and collected, like it just wanted to watch me. Once I saw a faint glimpse of it before it ducked down to not be seen. I would say it was only about 6 foot tall, hairy, and resembled Bigfoot in a way. After a while, I moved away and never really thought about it again, but I think it is still back there. I just have to say that anytime someone says the sticks, they lived in the sticks, that just makes me want to bring out my inner hick accent, and I won't do it, but I just really want to talk in a hick accent. I just have to just tell you guys because my God. But anyhow, I really think this story is interesting. I mean, I'm going to go ahead and say it's probably a Bigfoot, and the fact that it's just kind of observing, I mean, I think anything that's just observing is creepy, but then I also have to think, like, us as humans, I mean, I know some of us do, because I do, like, we like to people watch. You know, people watching is fun, and just, that just sounds creepy saying that out loud, but, I mean, it is. It's fun to watch people interact and, like, do things and just be people, you know? So why wouldn't a Bigfoot want to sit and observe, or any kind of cryptid? You know, honestly, 2024 is going to be my year to learn about cryptids. That is my, I don't want to say goal, but I guess goal. So I'm going to like really lean on you guys and obviously the internet too, but I just want to know. I genuinely want to learn and learn about all these things that are out there. Anyhow, the story gives me the chills without giving me the chills. It's the idea of somebody watching you, even though I know people literally watch people all the time. So the fact that this isn't threatening is good, but it's interesting that it was just observing. I don't know. I'm going to shut up because I'm just going to say the same thing over and over again because it's just mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing that there are just creatures out there who are just observing. Because most of the time you hear creatures and they're doing mimic shit, like the first story. They're just being assholes. But not this one. This one's just hanging out observing. It's really interesting, honestly. It's really interesting. Two totally different dynamics there. But two, like, being watched type of stories. But anyhow, I would like to know your guys' thoughts. And also, if you have a story like this, let me know. Like I said, I'm trying to get into cryptids, and these two stories had them. What do you know? Anyhow, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.